Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now?
Just a moment. We're going to take a moment and pause. This is another Marauder Memorial. This time this is for our beloved Alicia Hall.
Grandchildren and their great grandchildren will tell.
I've been loving you until
Thank you. That was a moment of silence we just had for our sister Alicia. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to our special show. Usually, Jimmy's on the mic, but I'm on the mic today because Alicia Hall was my soror, and she was very close to us, and she was very dear to us. So I appreciate Jimmy giving me the opportunity to host this Marauder Memorial. We got one of my sorors on the line. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good, Saran. Doing good.
Thanks for calling in. I want to start off by saying that I was Alicia Dean coming in to Sigma Gamma Rho, and she was very much a part of the rebuilding of Sigma Gamma Rho on Central State's campus. And not only was she a part of the rebuilding of it, she has been someone who has always kept us connected to the campus. And I'm just mentioning that part because there's so much to Alicia: mother, wife, sister, friend, cousin, you know, all those things. And so I got you on the line, Hassan. So
yes.
This episode, the way we set these episodes up is we want to use it as an archive, as an opportunity to share with the family, also to be a vehicle for people who can't make it and may want to say something or leave a message for the family and for Alicia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to bring? You know, I don't want to keep the time. You know, I can talk about Alicia, but you're a fan, and I know you love her and you miss her.
Yeah, it's been, you know, especially hard dealing with Alicia's loss. I mean, she was our number one on the line.
Right.
Our line name was Step to Another Level, as of course, surely you know it, Ebony. Mm-hmm. But Alicia was our number one on the line, and she was the light of our line. She held all of the rest of us fans, sorority sisters together. She's was always the one who tried to draw us all together. And it's been like a little over 20 years since we all came to know each other through Sigma. And
mm-hmm.
throughout that time, Alicia's been the one, the constant one, to keep in touch with everybody, to see how everybody it was doing. And Alicia has such a caring spirit about her. She was
mm-hmm.
always very tender-hearted. She was always giving. And she just had a beautiful spirit about her. And so
mm-hmm.
To learn about her loss, it was pretty traumatic. We were all deeply saddened. As you mentioned before, she is a mother. Wife, mother, and she's a sister to so many. She brought
mm-hmm.
so many through even Delta Omega, which is our chapter. She was instrumental in bringing in new souls after the chapter got reactivated. And even Delta Omega just had a line recently. Before, you know, her passing, Alicia was very involved in nurturing those girls. And so,
yes.
So she is going to be greatly missed. I mean, she's affected souls, you know, at Wright State, from what I understand, through her chapter in Dayton, grad chapter in Dayton, and Wilford. Everybody in that area knows Alicia Hall. You know, once Alicia Milligan, but Alicia Hall. Everybody knows her, and no one has any could say anything negative about
right.
Alicia because she's so sweet.
Yes,
but
it's a
huge loss.
What we stand for: greater service, greater progress. Alicia was a servant, and you know you're gonna hear that. Watch. That's the theme. If you wanna sum up somebody in a word, you wanna sum up someone. You want to call it a servant in the sense that she was a child of God and she was always looking for a way to be of service, looking of a way to help. And what do we always say? To lead, you must serve. And that's the reason why it was easy for her to take leadership or fill in the blank when necessary, play second if necessary, third if necessary, drive if necessary, cook if necessary, volunteer if necessary, whatever that was needed. And you know, I love her for that. And this is the cool part about it. We know that she gave us all the heads up on the new girls coming in, which was really smooth, because you know, we always try to see what's happening with Delta Omega, what's going on, but she made sure everybody knew what was going on, what time to be there. It was so Alicia. And I just appreciated it so much that I remember reading the post like, oh wow, you know, it was in depth. She wanted to make sure she did very thoroughly, like a number one do, give you all of the information that you need to know. So as the message gets passed around, it's all thorough. And that's what she did when the new girls came out. And that's what she always did. Just all the information. You know, I remember the day when she did it. I thought, like, hey, I need to tell Alicia what a great job that she's doing. And you know when you get that little hunch and you get that little feeling to do something? You really should do it. And I was at work when I ran past the notice about all the girls that's coming in, blah, 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 blah. And I saw how she was informing everybody what time to be there and everything. And I said, something said, why don't you just let her know? Even though I was in the middle of work, I shouldn't have been on Facebook in the first place, but I was just checking my mail. But I said, let me send her a note. So I sent her a note, and I'm going to read it, because it's a matter of public record, because it's in Facebook. So I sent her a note, and it was in her inbox, and I said, thank you for all you do, Soror. You are loved, and your time, hard work, love, and dedication to Sigma Gamma Rho in general and Delta Omega chapter particularly is felt by us all. I always knew you would carry the torch high. Can't wait to see you and the baby. This is what I told her, you know, last week. And she responded back, oh, big sister, that means a lot to me. I've come to realize that you love us so much. You put breath into D.O. to get us all here. I'm hoping that these ladies will keep it going. D.O. is for all of us. I'm looking forward to good times. And I was happy that we responded. Look, I did not know that she had been sick. These were just a few days ago. So I go back to her and I said, hey, Alicia, I have to send some paperwork to the president from the DO to the grad chapter here. How do I send it? You know, can I give you an email? Can you help me? And she responded back on my birthday. You can send it to me or the advisor, Tiffany. We will get it to them. I'm the alumni president of grad. I can get them your email address if you need. I have been in the hospital and blessed to be home for Thanksgiving. God is good. And then I replied, all the time. And that was the last conversation we had. But I was thinking that she was giving me all of these, you know, she was trying to help me. Even though she had just came home from the hospital, and I was unaware of that when I was asking her. But that's just like Alicia. Okay, well, you can send it to me, and I'll send it to her. And that was so Alicia. But I was very, very happy. I was just very, very happy that I had an opportunity to tell her that I loved her. And that's kind of what I was kind of leading up to. You know, we have to always have an opportunity to tell people that we love them. So I'm gonna play this cut for Alicia.
Father, I love you. love you. One, that you cherish every day, can instantly be taken away. Then you say, I know this can't be true, when you never took the time to simply tell them I love you. When was the last time that they heard you say, sister or brother, I love you? And when was the last time that they heard you say, darling or best friend, I love you? The one for whom you'd give your very life could be taken in the twinkling of an eye. Through your tears you'd ask, why did you go, knowing you didn't always show just how much you love them so.
Wonder, these three words. What you got to say, Saran? They call her big sister Prim and Proper. Wasn't that her name?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was that was such a fitting song because, you know, that's how she led her life. You know, she, you always knew how Alicia felt about you. You know, you always felt the love from Alicia. You know, mm-hmm. She led a very selfless life. selfless yes. existence. She's always giving yes. and doing for other people. You know, that's very, very fitting. Very fitting.
Yeah, that. So her daughter, tell everybody her daughter's name.
Her daughter's name is Raina, and I believe she's 4, so she leaves behind a beautiful daughter and a husband. Her daughter, we did have the opportunity to converse with her husband through inbox. I know he's, you know, going through a very deep loss in with Alicia, and he advised that he set up an education fund for her.
Okay.
And so that's something that we as her line sisters wanted to contribute to, and I would also advise any soul out there mm-hmm. you know, cared about mm-hmm. Alicia and wanted to encourage her daughter. If Alicia's done so much for everyone else, you know, us being our sister's yeah. keeper, let's keep that spirit alive and let's do for her daughter.
Yeah.
So, and I know that and get in touch with her husband, his name is Bobby Hall, and he will facilitate where the education fund, the contribution for education fund in care of Raina.
Yeah, Alicia was beautiful, even in her daughter, even in just how she's always been there to share with people and to help people. This last line that came through, it was a week before she was in the hospital, so I'm sure that she was having complications, and I'm sure she didn't tell anyone about them.
And that's the thing, it's typical Alicia, you know, she didn't want to worry nobody with her troubles, but a lot of people didn't have any problem worrying Alicia about theirs, you know, but that's the type of person she was, a beautiful, beautiful person.
Right.
And so I hope the stores come out, and I know there's going to be a wonderful homegoing service for Alicia. But I hope the stores continue to look out for our sister, daughter, Raina, so she gets to hear stories about how wonderful Alicia was and how Alicia impacted their lives. Because this impacted many souls' lives, many. So,
right, she did, and a lot of people became souls because of Alicia. I ran into a lot of ladies who said that they saw Alicia and how nice she was. She gave mm-hmm. The appearance that you could be in a sorority and you could be everybody's friend. You know.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm telling you. I take credit for Alicia being the Super Sigma Soror. I'm going to take all that credit because I saw it. I knew it.
Right.
I knew it. You couldn't look past it. I knew that she would work hard. I knew that she would appreciate it. You know, I saw how dedicated she was with what she was working on her own degree in education, and even how she desired to sit in camera. So, with
yes,
all of that.
Very accomplished. Right.
Mm-hmm. Very accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't stop her education. She went on to University of Dayton.
Yes, yeah, got a master's.
Mm-hmm. And even in her career, it was always round and round helping people. So, it's going to be a big void, I know, in the Ohio land area as far as sorority is concerned, because I know they was leaning on our sister. I see the pictures. See, we're in Chicago, Saran,
mm-hmm.
okay? We're
right.
in Chicago, and we do what we do, but I see Alicia's photographs. She's doing
mm-hmm.
it. You know, she's
doing yeah.
it. And that's why come, you know, it's all about the life you live. And she lived a full life. The thing that I'm very, very proud of, and I'm glad that I was a part of her life. I'm glad that I was a part
yeah.
of her life, and And I'm glad I got a chance to witness all the things, because, you know, you learn from people. And I'm going to take a little bit of Alicia, and I'm gonna do things a little bit of the way that she did things, you know, because mm-hmm. she had a lot of good attributes and a lot of good traits. And her patience is something for us all to look at, you know. We ain't
right.
always got to complain. We ain't always got to complain so much. But then we need to listen. So that we need to be the ear, you know, because I'm going to miss her keeping me up with what's going on and feeling very connected to Delta Omega,
right.
because she made sure everybody knew you and knew me and knew us. That was her.
Right.
You know, so, and she made sure that we stayed in touch. She helped orchestrate the latest retreat, which not only kept us in touch, it reunited us with sorors that we didn't know from earlier generations, like Dr. Deborah Brown and her contemporaries. So, you know, she was the architect of that. And, you know, my question to Ran is, who's going to be Alicia? Who's going to fill her shoes? Who's going to move up? Who was number two? Was that you?
No, I was number six.
No, who was number two? Mike.
Right.
It was Mike. Yeah, well, if number two don't step up, then there's number three, and number three don't step up, there's number four. Somebody got to move up.
Well, yeah. And the other number two also, it's a Kelly Edwards.
Number two. Yeah, Kelly Edwards, that's right. I'm going to have to let her know. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to see if I can get Kelly Edwards on the line.
Okay.
As it's playing. That's what friends are for.
There you are.
It's spinning on my end. Well, we can
okay.
keep talking and see if it'll come in. My computer is spinning. I should ask Jimmy. He's listening in. What am I supposed to do, Jim, when it starts spinning like this? Well. Oh, that's okay. We can keep just talking about Alicia, you know.
Well, you know, there's always somebody can step up and fill the position that Alicia did, but no one can truly, you know, do the job that she did, put in the dedication. It's just because so much was connected to her personality, her character. You just can't replace Alicia. She's one of a kind, and, you know, she's like one of those once-in-a-lifetime souls.
Yeah.
Those are
truly hard shoes to fill.
Yeah, those are hard shoes to fill. Now, I didn't know her graduate chapter. I didn't know who was from our school or from Central State who was in her graduate chapter, but I'm sure. They're gonna feel the loss also, because I'm looking at the photographs.
Yeah.
She was their bachelor's. So,
yeah.
You know,
and
hey, I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
It is a great loss for Delta Omega. Well, that's one thing I will say. And one thing that, you know, Alicia had remarked to me previously, she wanted that position to get into grad chapter because she fought so hard for Delta
mm-hmm.
Omega to get reactivated.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that the sorors that come through there that are there remember that, because there was
right.
a time when Delta Omega was never to be reactivated. And it was truly through the efforts of Alicia that made that happen. And she made that happen by getting active in the graduate chapter in that area and fighting for Delta Omega. And it's only,
mm-hmm.
I would say, and pretty much, Delta Omega is reactivated due to Alicia Hall.
Yeah, see?
No other person can really take credit for that, because Delta Omega had its issues and they did not want to reactivate it, but it was because of Alicia's perseverance
mm-hmm.
and her belief in that chapter is the only reason why this soul is there today. So Delta Omega holds a great debt of gratitude to Alicia Hall.
Yeah. And that's the type of girl she was. I'm not going to look at it from the outside. I'm going to get on the inside, and I'm going to make a difference. I'm not gonna throw rocks on the outside. I'm going to get on the inside, and I'm going to make a difference.
I'm going to change things. And that's what
she
did.
But I'm changing. And that's the lesson. Yeah. Those are the lessons, and those are the things that people need to know. Because what folks don't know is she's a fighter, too. See, that small, quiet disposition covers up a true fighter.
Right.
I would want her next to me in a foxhole. You know, that's what I would want to have with me. And that's why she with me. That's why she in my sorority. Mm-hmm. That's why she in our sorority. Because you know, she does have that quality. Very loyal and stand up for what's right. And, you know, we lost two people that was great on that day when they say Nelson Mandela made his transition and Alicia made their transition. And I can see that being a calling for spirits like that day. I can see it being a great calling for those types of people, you know, that endure and make change. Because she was up against a lot to keep our chapter, get our chapter back up again. She was up against forces that did not want us to be there. And through her way of being, I'm sure they said, well, if Alicia is going to be there and look after it, then maybe, you know.
Yeah.
It was your personality.
She came in through from the inside. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope that, you know, the swords that came up under Alicia's guidance that are staying in the area will, you know, fill in her shoes in some way or capacity that looks towards, you know, joining the grad chapter and looking after Delta Omega in the capacity that Alicia has shown them.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that there will always be a watch out, somebody to watch out for Delta Omega. Because that Delta Omega is very important to Alicia. Very important to Alicia. I can't stress it anymore. Without Alicia, I don't know that there would be an active Delta Omega at this point. So she set the example. Now we just need to make sure that, you know, that we persevere all and maintain all the work that she's done.
Okay, look, let me try to bring that song up now and see if we can reach out to some more sorors.
like that. So that was my girl Alicia. And so this is Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network broadcasting Marauder Memorial for my girl, my soror, my special, the number one step to another level line, Miss Alicia Hall. So I'm going to play the song one more time for my sister Alicia.
Father, I love you. And when was the last time they heard you say, daughter or son, I love you. One, say you cherish every day, can instantly be taken away. I know this can't be true when you never took the time to simply tell them I love you. When was the last time that they heard you say, sister or brother, I love you? And when was the last time that they heard you say, when I love you, the one for whom you give your very life, could be taken in the twinkling of an eye. Through your tears you'd ask, why did you go, knowing you didn't always show just how much you love.
I'm talking about my girl. I'm talking about my girl, Alicia Middleton Hall. That this is a pimp and pupper. She was so cool and so proper. And everybody's friend. And everybody loved her. And we love her. And that's the reason why we're here tonight on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Appreciate everyone. We got a lot of folks texting in and sending messages. Kimberly Henderson checking us out. I know you're at work, Kimberly. But thank you for the message. And thank you for listening. And thank you for being a part of this memorial for our girl, Alicia. So, with that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we're going to take a break, and because we have to pay bills, even though this is a memorial, we still have to. I'm doing the job, Jim. I know you gave me the mic for my girl, Alicia, but I have to pay the bills here. Sorry. That's how you, is that what happens when you don't have them set up? Thank you so much for helping me set that up, Jim. Now, commercial time, and we'll be back.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. you might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
347-838-9825. I'm Arada Morrill for Alicia Hall. Someone who was a servant, someone who was a friend, a love, someone who was always there, someone who was always there. This is for Alicia. Another Stevie Wonder cut because she loves Stevie Wonder. Love's in need of love today. We miss you and we love you. Omega Ro.
Good morning, evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Please, Father, please, this world we live is more than deliver us from all this evil not afraid of those who believe I will stay.
And if you're thirsty, I will quench you with my love. And if you hunger, I will feed you with my word. And all I ask of you is that you love as I do.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
Do 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 do
For Alicia's life, and thank you for everyone who joined us tonight for this Murata Memorial. We're going to cut it short, and we want everyone to join us Thursday, and as we celebrate our sister and we bring her home. And once again, thank you and good night.